sound system's ready.
February 26, 17-year-old Trayvon Martin walked to a convenience store in Sanford, Florida. On his way home with his Skittles and iced tea, the African-American teenager was shot and killed. The gunman, George Zimmerman, did not run. He claimed he killed the young man in self-defense. The Sanford police agreed and let him go. Since then, witnesses have come forward, 911 emergency calls have been released, and outrage over the killing has gone global. Trayvon Martin lived in Miami. He was visiting his father in Sanford near Orlando, staying in the gated community known as the Retreat at Twin Lakes, where Zimmerman volunteered with the Neighborhood Watch program. The Miami Herald reported Zimmerman was a habitual caller to the police, making 46 calls since January 2011. He was out on his rounds as a self-appointed watchman, packing his concealed 9mm pistol when he called 911.
This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining and he's just walking around looking about.
Okay, and this guy, is he white, black, or Hispanic?
He looks black.
Did you see what he was wearing?
Yeah, a dark hoodie, like a gray hoodie, and either jeans or sweatpants and white tennis shoes.
Later in the call, Zimmerman exclaims, "Okay, these assholes always get away," expletive, he's running. Sounds of Zimmerman moving follow, along with a controversial utterance from Zimmerman under his breath, considered by many to be expletive coons or effing coons. The sound of his running prompted the 911 operator to ask,
"Are you following him?"
"Yeah."
"Okay, we don't need you to do that."
Another 911 call that's been released is from a woman who hears someone crying for help, then a gunshot.
"Is it a male or female?"
"It sounds like a male."
"And you don't know why?"
"I don't know why. I think they're yelling help, but I don't know."
"So you think he's yelling help?"
"Yes."
"All right, what is your number?"
"There's gunshots."
Eyewitnesses Mary Kutcher and Selma Mora Lamilla both heard the cries, which police say could have been from Zimmerman, thus supporting his claim, even though he had a gun and outweighed Trayvon Martin by 80 pounds. Mary Kutcher held a news conference.
I feel it was not self-defense because I heard the crying, and if it was Zimmerman that was crying, Zimmerman would have continued crying after the shot went off. The only thing I saw that night, I heard the crying. We were in the kitchen. I heard the crying. It was a little boy. As soon as the gun went off, the crying stopped. Therefore, it tells me it was not Zimmerman crying.
Sanford Police Chief Bill Lee has defended his department's decision not to arrest Zimmerman. They bagged Trayvon's body and took it away, labeling him a John Doe, even though they had his cell phone, which anyone, let alone law enforcement with a shooting victim, could have used to easily identify a person.
Gives people the right to use deadly force and call it self-defense. The law allowed George Zimmerman to not only shoot and kill a 17-year-old, Trayvon Martin, but it has enabled Zimmerman to walk the streets as a free man. So how did the law pass the Florida House overwhelmingly and the Senate unanimously? Well, how about help from the NRA? Stand Your Ground was a top priority of the NRA back in 2005. In fact, Governor Jeb Bush signed the bill with the National Rifle Association's lobbyist Marion Hammer at his side.
His body lay in the morgue for 2 days, unidentified, though his parents had filed a missing persons report.
Hold on.
They tested Martin's corpse for drugs and alcohol. Zimmerman was not tested. Into a U-Haul truck and left the area. So while the police and state attorney Norm Wolfinger have defended their inaction, a Democratic demand for justice has ricocheted around the country, prompting a Justice Department investigation and leading Wolfinger to promise to convene a grand jury. The Reverend Glenn Dames, pastor of St. James AME Church in nearby Titusville, has called Martin's death a modern-day lynching.
Even from the grave now, we have become Trayvon Martin's voice.
UPI, people shouldn't have to depend on law enforcement for protection in every situation, calling criticism of the measure silly. Bush, the governor then, supported that sentiment.
It's common sense to allow people to defend themselves and to have to, when you're in a position where you're being threatened, when there's a life-threatening situation, to have to retreat and put yourself in a very precarious position. You know, it defies common sense.
Former Democratic State Senator Walter Campbell, who supported and co-sponsored the bill in Florida, now says the measure was sold to lawmakers as a way to expand self-defense rights. Campbell now admits the law is being abused.
Across the state, across the nation, even internationally, people as far as Japan are tweeting, Facebooking about the tragedy of this particular crime. Sanford is a town in Central Florida that, believe it or not, has a history of doing some things as such, questionable investigative practices, and now they have met their match because the community and the nation has declared that we will not stand for this anymore. This is modern-day lynching.
Reverend James' demand for the immediate arrest of George Zimmerman was echoed by the organizers of the Million Hoodie March in New York City, named after the often racially stereotyped sweatshirt Trayvon was wearing in the rain when he was shot. Trayvon's parents, Tracy Martin and Sabrina Fulton, joined the march in New York City and demanded the shooter's arrest.
George Zimmerman took Trayvon's life.
Murder!
George Zimmerman took Trayvon's life, profiling him. My son did not deserve to die.
No, he did not.
There's nothing that we can say that will bring him back, but I'm here today to assure that justice is served and that no other parents have to go through this again.
Our son is your son. Yeah.
Grief has turned to anger and a growing sense of injustice. The death of Trayvon Martin has sparked nationwide protests. And this is the moment that the unarmed 17-year-old was shot and killed.
I can't see him. I don't want to go out there. I don't know what's going on. So
you think he's yelling help?
Yes. There's gunshots.
You just heard gunshots?
Yes.
George Zimmerman, a self-appointed and armed neighborhood watch volunteer, claims it was an act of self-defense. But Mr. Zimmerman, who believed the teenager was acting suspiciously, was told by the police not to approach or confront Trayvon Martin.
Are you following him?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
The teenager's mother says it was a racially motivated attack.
He was reacting to the color of his skin. He committed no crime. My son wasn't doing anything but walking on the sidewalk. And I just don't understand why this situation got out of control.
George Zimmerman was questioned by police but released without charge. The 28-year-old claims it was Trayvon Martin who confronted him, but the family attorney says a phone conversation the teenager had with a female friend refutes that.
She completely blows Zimmerman's absurd self-defense claim out of the water. She hears Trayvon say, "Why are you following me?" And that's when she says she hears other boys say, "What are you doing around here?"
The shooting has also drawn attention to Florida's so-called Stand Your Ground law. It gives people the right to defend themselves with deadly force without first trying to retreat.
State Representative Dennis Baxley, another co-sponsor of the measure, also known as a Castle Doctrine law, says he stands by it but believes it is not being applied properly.
There's nothing in the Castle Doctrine statute that provides authority for you to pursue or confront other people. This is a self-defense law. There's nothing in the statute to protect somebody who is pursuing and confronting other people.
Lawyers say Mr. Zimmerman's own recorded call with the police makes this case different.
That's going to prove very detrimental to any claim of stand your ground or immunity. He's being officially told by actual law enforcement to stop pursuing this young man, that they are on their way, that the actual professionals will be there, and he continues to follow them with tragic results.
Yeah.
This is the product of perpetration of the idea that some people are not worthy of justice. And that those people are overwhelmingly young and black and male. And that the best place for them is prison. And if not prison, then what Michelle Alexander describes as the kind of invisible cage of post-felony conviction life. And that's what George Zimmerman saw when he saw a young man walking down the street with Skittles. He saw what our society has taught him to see. He saw someone who was already a criminal. And as she argues so cogently in her book, to be young and black and male is to be a criminal. Basically, nowadays. And so that's what this was the product of. And the criminal justice system is always afraid of these cases. They're always afraid to really get into it and have real justice served, because to do so would reveal the depths to which this goes in their system. Every time claims of racial bias and patterns of racial injustice have been brought before them, they have said, yes, that is the pattern. However, we cannot admit it. Because to admit it would be to condemn our whole thing. Being rotten is becoming more and more clear in the minds of millions and millions of people. That's what the era of mass incarceration really means. You have a mass of people involved in this thing. And the more people you involve in it, the more people begin to figure it out. And so that's the flip side of mass incarceration. Now, a whole mass of people have a reason to think it through critically, to come to understand it, and now what we're seeing, to fight it, to get into the streets and challenge it. And I think that's why we saw such an outpouring here in the streets today. An unbelievable outpouring.
Association for the Advancement of Colored People has called for the removal of Sanford Police Chief Lee and more. This is NAACP President Ben Jealous.
The reality is that this chief has lost the faith of the city. This chief has lost the faith of the county commission. The city manager has been here for 6 months, and I think he'd be wise to listen to the residents who are calling for justice, listen to the city commission that has hired him, and listen to people like our branch president here, Mr. Turner Clayton, who has served on law enforcement for 26 years, served as president of the NAACP for 24 years, about 12 years of overlap in those two roles, who says, this guy's got to go.
Bring about a separation of that mode of activity.
Parking it at $40,000 a
government
year. Coming up to Marshall with a copy of the book
from
asking for an autograph of the magazine.
The Balinese have a saying: we have no art. We do everything as well as we can. As we move into the world of integral, computerized knowledge, mere classification becomes secondary and inadequate. Classification becomes secondary and inadequate to the speeds with which data can now be processed. We are moving out of the world of data classification into the world of pattern recognition.
The highest purpose is to have no purpose at all. It's the record with nature.
Sounds of Zimmerman moving follow, along with a controversial utterance from Zimmerman under his breath, considered by many to be expletive coons or effing coons. The sound of his running prompted the 911 operator to ask,
"Are you following him?"
"Yeah, okay, we don't need to do that."
Another 911 call that's been released is from a woman who hears someone crying for help, then a gunshot.
"Is it a man, male or female?"
"It sounds like a male."
"And you don't know why?"
"I don't know why. I think they're yelling help, but I don't know."
"So you think he's yelling help?"
"Yes."
"All right, what is your..."
"There's a gunshot."
The nun thanked the lad, who replied, "That's all right, madam. Any relative of Batman's a friend of mine." The visual pattern of the sculptured costume starts.
Which police say could have been from Zimmerman, thus supporting his claim, even though he had a gun and outweighed Trayvon Martin by 80 pounds. Mary Kutcher held a news conference.
"I feel it was not self-defense because I heard the crying, and if it was Zimmerman that was crying, Zimmerman would have continued crying after the shot went off. The only thing I saw that night, I heard the crying. We were in the kitchen. I heard the crying. It was a little boy. As soon as the gun went off, the crying stopped."
Well, how about help from the NRA? Stand Your Ground was a top priority of the NRA back in 2005. In fact, Governor Jeb Bush signed the bill with the National Rifle Association's lobbyist Marion Hammer at his side. At the time, Hammer told UPI, "People shouldn't have to depend on law enforcement for protection in every situation," calling criticism of the measure silly.
"I don't know why. I think they're yelling help, but I don't know."
Costume of the nun bears a certain structural relation to Batman's costume.
"So you think they're yelling help?"
"Yes."
"All right, what is your..."
Thank you. witnesses Mary Kutcher and Selma Mora Lamilla both heard the cries, which police say could have been from Zimmerman, thus supporting his claim, even though he had a gun and outweighed Trayvon Martin by 80 pounds. Mary Kutcher held a news conference.
I feel it was not self-defense because I heard the crying, and if it was Zimmerman that was crying, Zimmerman would have continued crying after the shot went off. The only thing I saw that night, I heard the crying. We were in the kitchen. I heard the crying. It was a little boy. As soon as the gun went off, the crying stopped.
That's what the era of mass incarceration really means. You have a mass of people involved in this thing. And the more people you involve in it, the more people begin to figure it out. And so that's the flip side of mass incarceration. Now a whole mass of people have a reason to think it through critically, to come to understand it, and now what we're seeing to fight it, to get into the streets and challenge it.
Or visual punning. Visual punning, as opposed to mere verbal punning.
WCOM Radio, this is Furious George, Thursday night. Just trying to stand up for all the hoodies out there, including Trayvon Martin, RIP my friend. And if you're following the show, we're going to keep going here for the next little bit. And if you are a longtime friend of Bodaciousness, hopefully this will also entertain you. We're going to just keep going on with this thread, so stick around. Furious!
And I think that's why we saw such an outpouring here in the streets today. An unbelievable outpouring.
Says it was a racially motivated attack.
He was actually reacting to the color of his skin. He committed no crime. My son wasn't doing anything but walking on the sidewalk. And I just don't understand why this situation got out of control.
George Zimmerman was questioned by police but released without charge. The 28-year-old claims it was Trayvon Martin who confronted him. But the family attorney says a phone conversation the teenager had with a female friend refutes that.
Bush, the governor then, supported that sentence.
Therefore, it tells me it was not Zimmerman.
Sanford Police Chief Bill Lee has defended his department's decision not to arrest Zimmerman. They bagged Trayvon's body and took it away, labeling him a John Doe.
Describes as a kind of invisible cage of post-felony conviction life. And that's what George Zimmerman saw when he saw a young man walking down the street with Skittles. He saw what our society has taught him to see. He saw someone who was already a criminal. And as she argues so cogently in her book, to be young and black and male is to be a criminal, basically.
George Zimmerman, a self-appointed and armed neighborhood watch volunteer, claims it was an act of self-defense. But Mr. Zimmerman, who believed the teenager was acting suspiciously, was told by the police not to approach or confront Trayvon Martin.
That's what this was the product of. And the criminal justice system is always afraid of these cases. They're always afraid to really get into it and have real justice served, because to do so would reveal the depths to which this goes in their system. Every time claims of racial bias and patterns of racial injustice have been brought before them, they have said, yes, that is the pattern. However, we cannot admit it.
However.
Because to admit it would be to condemn our whole thing. And I think what's happening is that that condemnation, that sense of the whole thing being rotten, is becoming more and more clear in the minds of millions and millions of people.
In the ordinary environment, in various materials, such as stone. They delight to see a configuration in a stone that resembles a walrus tusk or a...
Do you like your job, Professor McLuhan?
America was able to develop and apply swiftly all the consequences of printing. In the book, in the newspaper, and by extension the assembly line in industry and organization and markets. Because there was no bank loan.
Next day the first.
Europeans had to struggle through a long, painful period in order to clear enough room to exploit the new print technology.
Quanto è bella la prospettiva.
Ok, now what's more with more expression?
Quanto è bella.
Now hold it. That's part of the script.
Our Renaissance legacy was the vanishing point, the single static viewpoint of the limited optical science of the time.
What we've seen in the last week since Rush Limbaugh called Georgetown law student Sandra Fluck a slut and a prostitute is an amazing pushback against the talk show host.
Mr. Benner comes up and says, Rush's language is inappropriate. Using the salad fork for your entree, that's inappropriate. Not this guy. What?
Why is it that most of the people who are against abortion are people you wouldn't want to fuck in the first place? Boy, these conservatives are really something, aren't they? They're all in favor of the unborn. They will do anything for the unborn. But once you're born, you're on your own. Pro-life conservatives are obsessed with the fetus from conception to 9 months. After that, they don't want to know about you. They don't want to hear from you. No, nothing. No neonatal care, no daycare, no Head Start, no school lunch, no food stamps, no welfare, no nothing. If you're pre-born, you're fine. If you're preschool, you're fucked. Conservatives don't give a shit about you until you reach military age. Then they think you are just fine, just what they've been looking for. Conservatives want live babies so they can raise them to be dead soldiers. Pro-life.
pro-life. These people aren't pro-life. They're killing doctors. What kind of pro-life is that? What, they'll do anything they can to save a fetus, but if it grows up to be a doctor, they just might have to kill it?
What? LSD.
Point of interest and an undisturbed, restful symmetry to my side.
We cannot fit in here.
Our bees make honey, but your flies make
shit. Where they be?
The alphabet is an aggressive, militant absorber and transformer.
The alphabet is an aggressive, militant absorber and transformer.
Life. You know what they are? They're anti-woman. Simple as it gets. Anti-woman. They don't like us. They don't like women. They believe a woman's primary role is to function as a broodmare for the state. Pro-life. You don't see many of these white anti-abortion women volunteering to have any black fetuses transplanted into their uteruses, do you? No, you don't see them adopting a whole lot of crack babies, do you? Now, that might be something Christ would do. And you won't see a lot of these pro-life people dousing themselves in kerosene and lighting themselves on fire. You know, morally committed religious people in South Vietnam knew how to stage a goddamn demonstration, didn't they? Huh? Hey. They knew how to put on a fucking protest. Light yourself on fire!
The alphabet is an aggressive and militant sort. Transformer.
Now for the evidence, said the king, and then the sentence. No, said the queen, first the sentence and then the evidence.
Come on, you moral crusaders, let's see a little smoke. When it's us, it's an abortion, and when it's a chicken, it's an omelet. Are we so much better than chickens all of a sudden? When did this happen, that we passed chickens in goodness? Name six ways we're better than chickens. See, nobody can do it. You know why? Because chickens are decent people. You don't see chickens hanging around in drug gangs, do you? You don't see a chicken strapping some guy to a chair and hooking up his nuts to a car battery, do you?
The alphabet is a construct of fragmented bits and parts which have no semantic meaning in themselves. Strung together in a line, beat-like, and in a prescribed order.
Mm-hmm.
Organizing principle of life. We habitually say, I don't follow you. The new principle, out of that grab, is a more involved multi-sensuous approach. Rationality and logic came to depend on the presentation of connected and sequential facts or concepts. For many people, rationality still has the connotation of uniformity and connectedness. I don't follow means I don't think what you're saying is rational. How does that grab you? Indeed, even our test for sanity often assume that the line is present in nature and must be discovered or given visual existence. We'll be right back.
character very, very few people can experience directly.
We are proud of our museums, where we display a way of living that we have made impossible.
Really means we have a mass of people involved in this thing. And the more people you involve in it, the more people begin to figure it out. And so that's the flip side of mass incarceration. Now a whole mass of people have a reason to think it through critically, to come to understand it. And now what we're seeing, to fight it, to get into the streets and challenge it. Saw such an outpouring here in the streets today. An unbelievable outpouring.
For 2 days, unidentified, that his parents had filed a missing persons report. They tested Martin's corpse for drugs and alcohol. Zimmerman was not tested. Neighbors say Zimmerman loaded things into a U-Haul truck and left the area.